I'm talking this morning on activating the covenant of blessing. Activating the covenant of blessings. Now, God has put in mind to bless us. He has it in his agenda, even from the foundation of the world. It's rare to see fathers who have prepared everything for their children even before they were born. They are there, but they are not common. But our Father in heaven prepared a garden for his children before he brought them in. So what a mighty God is this. What a good God we serve. But there is something very important. As the blessings are there, as the miracles are there, if they are not activated, they will not work. They won't produce. Activating this covenant. We have been studying about covenants. That it takes a covenant for men to be blessed. For it takes a covenant for people to be promoted. It takes a covenant for men to receive increase. And most of the time, people do not know how to activate the covenant. And I saw everything go cold. Everything go dry. Everything is going down. And they complain, they murmur, they wonder, what is happening? Genesis 26. The Bible says, in Genesis 26, I read from verse 1. And there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my law. Praise the Lord. Now, there was famine in the days of a covenant child called Isaac. Famine, hardship, difficulties. The famine we are seeing in Nigeria today is not new. It has been there even before, even since the world began. People have been experiencing famine. People have been experiencing difficulties, hard time, tough time. When you have some little money in your hand and the things you need to buy are so many and the money cannot buy it. So what do you do? In the days of Isaac, the Bible said there was famine. Beside the famine, there was also in the days of Abraham. Praise the Lord. So there have been famine in the days of Abraham. In the days of Isaac, another famine came. And the Bible says Isaac wanted to run down to Egypt. Because that's what they read in the story. The father went to Egypt. And God said, no, don't go there. Stay in this land. I will bless you. I will prosper you here. Listen to me. It is not only by running. It's about hearing the voice of God. Amen. It's about hearing the voice of God. I want to do like this. I will run, go there. I will go to that place. I will do like this. What are you doing? Has God spoken? Have you listened to God? Have you cared to know what is the Lord saying? Isaac heard the voice of God. And he did just exactly as God has said. Stay in this land. I will bless. Sojourn here. I will multiply you and perform the oath which I swore to your father. There is a covenant I enter with your father. I will bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. I will make thy seed to multiply like the stars of the heaven, and give unto thy seed all this country, and thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because Abraham kept to the covenant. Abraham obeyed my voice. Abraham was faithful. Abraham did all he needed to have done. So I will make sure I bless you also. Good, wonderful, excellent. Now, in verse 12, the Bible says, then Isaac began to activate the covenant. Praise the Lord. Isaac began to activate the covenant. In verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him in the land of famine. Bro, listen. Sister, listen. In the land of hardship, in the land where things were difficult, listen and listen good. In the land where things were tough, Isaac activated the covenant. Isaac brought the covenant back to life. Isaac practiced something that made the Philistine to envy him. And God obeyed. God by his own ways of doing things, fulfilled his word unto Isaac. God blessed him. Listen to me. I've told you time without number. And I'm repeating again. Let every complaint dry in your mouth. If you talk like Nigerians, you will suffer like Nigerians. If you speak what you are seeing and you are not doing what the Bible is saying, you can't get what the Bible says. Rather, you will be seeing what is happening around. The Bible said it came down to Isaac. Now it is time to activate the covenant. He went and sowed in that same land of hardship. In that same land where things were difficult. In that same land where things were not easy. He sowed in that land. In the same year, I pray somebody will receive this same year. In the same year, God bless him. God changed his condition. God caused things to happen for him. He began to wash great. May you wash great. He didn't sit down there and began to complain and began to give excuses and began to look at what is happening in the society. I am praying today that God will remove your eye from all the evil happening in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Because when you put your eye too much there, you cannot be free from the trouble also. You cannot be free. The covenant of blessing was given to Abraham. And right from chapter 12, God told Abraham, I will bless you. I will make thy name great. And by you all families of the earth shall be blessed. If you will do what I want you to do. What do I want you to do? Leave your country. Get out of your father's house. Get out of your country. Go to a land that I will show thee. And I will make your name great. That was what God said to Abraham. And Abraham obeyed. He went out and started going according to the instruction of the law. So, but many years came and gone. The things were not really happening as Abraham expected. God gave him money, but there was no child. Things were not being fulfilled. Abraham began to wonder, is it this Eliezer, chapter 12, chapter 15, down to chapter 17? Is it this Eliezer that's going to be my heir? And God came to him, chapter 17, and said, Abraham, don't worry yourself. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I am going to establish my covenant. What I say I will do, I will surely do it. I am not a God that lies. I'm not the son of man that will repay. If I promise a man, I will fulfill it. Praise the Lord. And Abraham said, okay, chapter 18. Then go to chapter 18. In chapter 18 of Genesis, Abraham activated the covenant. Oh my God. Something will happen good to somebody today. In the name of Jesus. In chapter 18 verse 1, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Moreh and sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eye and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray thee, be fetch and wash thy feet and rest yourself under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your heart. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they say, so do as thou hast said. He only saw these three men. He just saw them, but something inside him was saying something is about to happen. I say, you will be sensitive this time, brother. Something good will happen in your life. He saw these three men and he said, hey, okay. And he lifted up his eye and looked. And these three men stood by him and said, please sit down. I want to make food for you. I want to make you comfortable. I want to make you happy. I want to make you relax. Sit down. Please, can you just stay in my house? Let me fetch a little water. Let me wash your feet. Let me give you water to drink, and so on and so forth. And they say, hey, okay. What you have said, do like that. And in verse 6, Abraham hastened into the tent Haste into the tent unto Sarah, and say, make ready quickly 3 measure of fine meal, knead it, and make cake upon the heat. And Abraham ran unto the hill, and fetched a cow, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. I want you to look at this. Was it an easy thing to carry a calf, carry an animal, to kill, to dress, to everything in a hurry? Because visitor has come to you, did they tell Abraham to go and bring animal? Activating the covenant. Immediately, the man started to do something. He started to run around quickly. In verse 7 and in verse 8, and he took butter, a pig, and a calf, which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did it. Hallelujah. Everybody say, and they did it. And they did it. Verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, and were stricken in age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Listen to me. Do you know the problem man is having with God? Is this question. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Man feel that there are certain things God cannot do. Man feel that certain things are too big for him. God no fit do this one though. The way when this is going to be like this, God no fit. Even no matter what, how can somebody be blessed in this kind of society? Can God do anything like this? This is what Sarah was saying. Because to her, physically, it was impossible to bear a child. It was impossible for anything to happen now. So she laughed and wondered. This is how they used to talk. Oh, hey, this man don't come again. Maybe this one an angel. So now even then they talk like this. Is this thing going to happen again? He laughed. And they replied immediately, why did Sarah laugh, Abraham? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Listen to me. There is nothing too hard for God to do in your life. If you can stay in the right position, a change will come over your life. Abraham has activated the covenant. He brought it back to life. You know what it is to activate something? You bring it back to life. Amen. You make it fresh. You make it new. You renew it. That's activating. Many of us, you don't activate anything. You just stay there. And you are just waiting for this. No. Abraham did it. Isaac did it. So, we are in the month of November, going to the end of the year. Every stagnation or every stagnant water shall be made to flow in your life again. The water that refused to flow, the blessing that refused to flow, will flow again this time now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Abraham make things to work out again. And the angel said, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Praise the Lord. And in verse 21, it came to pass. In verse 21, the Bible says, in verse 1, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Praise the Lord. Isaac was born, which means laughter. I am praying that God will give you laughter before December. In a difficult situation,
In a hard time, when nothing seems to work again, when things look dried up, that was when Isaac came. That's why the name is laughter, because their resisting looks impossible. It looks as if it could not be done again. It looks as if your pocket is dry. It looks as if nothing is coming. I speak to you this morning. Receive this miracle. Activating the covenant of blessing, the covenant of increase, the covenant of prosperity, it can be brought back alive again. Praise the Lord. It's not all about what the enemy says. God is the one that has the final say. The devil may have been speaking, but when God speaks, it will silence all the voice of the wicked. So, God must make you to laugh this year again. And turn things around for you. Yeah. Yes. When a promise is made unto a man, and the man is waiting for that promise to be actualized, the easiest way to speed it up and to remove the hand of the devil out of the promise is by sacrificing at the altar. A fresh sacrifice. Today again, we want to bring a sacrifice that will speak at the altar to renew the covenant of blessing in our life. Yes, that 2020 will not end for you in sorrow. 2020 will not end for you in hardship. 2020 will not end for you in difficulty. It will not end for you in pain. Rather, it will end for you in joy and fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Yes. Listen, before then, I want to tell you something. The covenant of eternal life. Last Sunday, I taught us to read Matthew 24 from verse 1 to the end. Did you remember? How many of you read it? Raise up your hand. Let me see. Do you read it? Not all. Okay. Now, take note of things, these things like this. I told you to read that scripture because we are dealing with a God of covenants. Now, the covenant of eternal life was given to us in John chapter 14. John chapter 14. The Bible says, in verse 1, he said, let not your heart be troubled, yet believe in God, believe also in me. There's no other time that the heart of men are troubled or will be troubled more than this time we are now in the world. The hearts of men are being troubled because of what is happening. Not many people can understand what is going on now. Not many people have anything to say now. Because their hearts have been troubled. And Jesus himself gave us this assurance. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, I have many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. There is no covenant that is as strong, as good, as wonderful, as excellent like this one. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. That if the mansions of the world are destroyed, I have another mansion for you. Praise the Lord. It is if the trouble of the world because so much, I have another match. You know, I told you something. I keep wondering, why is it that men just believe this world so much? They believe this crap that is in this world. That's all they know about God. They don't know anything more than that. All they know about God is just these crafts in this world. Labor, go up and down, jump up and down. When you come back, you eat, you drink. Maybe if you drive one motor or you live in a house. That's all. Nothing more than this. That's what Jesus said. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. Listen to me. If Nigeria scatter, we have a place in God. Praise God. We have a mansion that not human hands they used to build it. You must understand covenants and know how to activate it in your life. Yes. Now that we are expecting the coming of Jesus, the coming of the just one anytime, because of the face of this present time, it showed that The faith of this presence has shown that the trumpet can sound anytime. It could be this day, it could be next week, it could be anytime. We don't know. We must not be caught unaware or unprepared. By this activating, we are going to do today, we are also going to remind God that I, as an individual, you as an individual, must not be left behind. In case, in the midst of the things happening in the world, the trumpet sound, I will not be left behind in Jesus' name. Activating the covenant. That by this sacrifice, I want to be put on alert. Or rather, I want to put at alert to do what I need to do 24 hours of the day so that the Spirit of God will not allow me to relax in sin, to relax in error, to relax in coldness that can destroy my soul forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The covenant of his eternal life was signed with the blood of Jesus. I go to prepare a place for you. I died on the cross for your sake, so that you will not be lost in this world. A believer that thinks that all that he is going to have is all about this world is the most foolish person that ever lived. If only in this life our hope is in Christ, we have all men most miserable. That's a miserable life. So when we are talking about blessing, we are not just only talking about how the money you are going to get, the car you will buy, the house you will enjoy, or the children you will have. We are also talking about eternal life. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Because Jesus is the perfect God. Perfect. He gave everything from this present unto the future. That's why he was telling his disciples, don't let your heart be troubled. If you see this happening in the world, don't worry yourself. I'm preparing the place for you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to go to heaven? If Jesus come, will you go? Amen. But let me tell you some few things. This world where we live, this world where we live, it's not going to end like that. There's still a lot of years. Even if the trumpet happened, sound now, the world is not coming to an end like that. Amen? The world will still continue. But the issue is this. That's why you must be intelligent to be able to do the right thing. What will happen is that if Antichrist comes into the world, there will only be enjoyment for about 3.5 years, then suffer will come. It is in the midst of that suffer. It's a 7 years covenant. It is in the midst of that suffer that Jesus will come again. That is, when we are talking about the second coming of Christ, the rapture is not really the second coming of Christ. The rapture is, let's take away my own from this trouble that is coming. I will rapture my own who believe me, who are doing my will. I will take them out for safety. Keep them somewhere first. Let the Antichrist finish his work. The way the Antichrist finishes his work, I will not come back with this sense to come for battle. Amen. Then he will destroy the Antichrist with the devil and all their works. Then and bind them and keep them somewhere. Then there will be 1,000 years millennial reign on the earth. Praise God. I say praise God. Hallelujah. The world is not going to end. You will still enjoy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we are talking about the rapture is not the end of the world. Praise God. There will still be a war. It's after 1,000 years. You know what it's called 1,000 years? It's not a small thing, no. It's after 1,000 years. Then, before there's going to be the heaven and earth coming together. Amen? That will be the total spiritual life now. Amen? A new earth and a new heaven. That's what the Bible calls it. That's what we who preach the true gospel, that is what we preach. It's not all about just come and, if we just dance, come and dance in church and come and go and eat and go and sit down there and continue in sin. No way. We will make it to heaven. Are you ready? Yeah. We will make it to heaven. Are you ready? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Our Christianity must be complete. That's a complete Christianity. The name life fulfillment means a life that is fulfilled. Living well on earth and making it to heaven at last. That's fulfillment. Not just to eat and eat and eat all the chicken and the food in this world, and you go and suffer in hell forever. That would never be our portion. In Jesus' name. So therefore, you must be put on alert by the angels of God, by the Spirit of the Lord, so that you will never relax in sin. You will not relax in error. You will not relax in lukewarmness, coldness. By this covenant today, the angels of God will trouble your heart to live a righteous life. The angel of God will trouble your heart to run away from sin. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because it is the will of your Father to give you the kingdom. Do you see? How can somebody come and suffer in this world and go to eternal hell again? Do you like that? Abba, with all this wickedness going on in this world, somebody will still come and suffer here and die and go and suffer forever. Jesus is a perfect God. We must do his will. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We must do the will of the Master. I prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself. You will be qualified. I say you will be qualified in the mighty name of Jesus. In 1 Timothy chapter 6. The Bible says, in verse 17, it said, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in no certain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Verse 18, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. When I was talking this morning on the issue of the covenant, this is what I was talking about. If you are a Christian, born again, this thing must be in you. Ready to do good. Willing to do good. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. That's what it is. For you to see a good thing in the house of God and you are ready to fix it. And your heart is ready, panting after God. That is what it means. That's what it means. And he doesn't say in verse 19, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Praise God. If your heart is in the things of God, then you will lay hold on eternal life. But if your heart is not in the things of God, how can you lay hold on eternal life? It's not only about just church goership. It's about doing the will of God. It's not only about prayer. It's about doing the will of God. It's not only about just fasting. It's not only about just singing. It's about doing the will of God. Loving God and his kingdom. Be concerned about the kingdom project. Be concerned about the kingdom matter. Be concerned. Be there. Be involved. Hallelujah. There's nothing that belongs to God, the Almighty God. There's nothing that belongs to him in this world more than his kingdom. Hello? Nothing. Is it car you think God is looking for? He's not looking for material things. He wants people that are interested in his kingdom. People that want to do his will. People that want to forsake iniquity. Because it is Satan that brought sin to the world. It's not God. Praise the Lord. How can somebody be a child of God and embrace iniquity? The psalmist said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Praise God. So the Bible is saying, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be no high-minded, they will not be proud people. That if you get money and your heart is proud, no. That they be no high-minded, nor trust on a certain riches, that they trust in their money. That is, if not be me, if I didn't enjoy now. Which enjoy? Trust in God. But in the living God, your trust should be in the living God. We give it all richly all things to enjoy. He's the one that gave you life. He's the one that make you to be able to wake up this morning. He's the one that make you to be able to wake up tomorrow. He's the one that make you to go on the road where others pass through and they die. You did not die. Are you hearing me? Why should somebody be trusting in riches? Why should his mind be on the things and it's not on God? Why are they not concerned about the living God? Do you think it's by power for a man to just wake up today and be going up and down? How many people slept and they could not wake up? How many people went through the road, they couldn't return back? Oh God, I pray that the God of heaven will give you understanding this morning in the name of Jesus. When we talk about eternal life, it is for your blessing. It's for you to live a fulfilled life. It's for you to be happy. All that you need is to love God and do His will, so that you lay up to yourself a store, a good foundation against the time to come. When you are given to the work of God, when you are concerned about the work of God, you are laying up for yourself a store against the foundation, laying a foundation for yourself against the time to come. These are things God will look into and say, well, this person has been a faithful person. He has been a serious person, concerned about the things of God. Willing. He's not being forced. He's not somebody who is selfish. He's not somebody who's concerned about himself. Anything that concerns him, he will run with head scatter to make sure it is done. But if he concerns church and God, it's not his concern. Does it concern him? He will give excuse. The Lord will help us today. The Lord will help us today. Previously in verse 6 of that 1 Timothy chapter 6, we are still going to pray. The Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which draw men in destruction and perdition. What that scripture means, they that will be rich, means that they whose heart is in money, they whose heart is in riches, they who are pursuing after the things of the world. That's what it means. They that will follow after the riches of the world, they will have snare, they will fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and harmful laws. We draw men in destruction and perdition. That's what lead people into destruction. That's what will lead them to eternal hell. Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Which why some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. But thou child of God, thou man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Flee this thing. Lay unto godliness. Live a godly life. Have faith in God. Yeah, follow godliness. Follow faith. Follow love. You have mommy talking about love. Follow love. Follow godliness. Follow righteousness. Follow faith. Follow patience and meekness. Meekness. Patience. When you do this, you become a godly man. But if you follow only yourself, looking for the things of the world, you don't care about God, you can never be qualified for eternal life. No. Praise the Lord. Fight the good fight of faith. You fight it. It's a faith, it's a fight. You lay hold on eternal life. When Satan says no way, you say there is a way. When the enemy want to close you up, you say they are joking. No, Satan can close me up because I know what I'm doing. Hallelujah. Because that's what we are called into. I'm going to run up Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. The Bible says, I read from verse 19. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. Yes. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. If your treasure is in your life, it's in you, it's in your house, it's in your body, it's in everything about you, that's where your heart will be. You'll be so concerned about yourself. If your treasure is in the kingdom of God, you'll be concerned about the kingdom of God. Where your treasure is, that's why he said, don't lay treasure on earth, where moths and rust do corrupt and steal. When I'm robber breakthrough and steal people's money, whether on the road or in the house, everywhere, they break it and steal. But anything you have given to God is going to wait for you. Amen. Arm robber cannot go and steal. Can they go into heaven to steal there? All the arm robbers in Nigeria, as wicked as they are, will they carry AK-47 go there? Can they be able to do that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth. It is time to be concerned about kingdom matter. Brother, sister. It is time to be concerned about kingdom matter and put in what you have to into the kingdom business. And not when they say bring 1,000 naira, it takes you 1 year to bring 1,000. And yet you have eaten 50,000 into your belly. Lay up for the kingdom. For the kingdom matter. Let your resources go for kingdom matter. And be happy with it. That's what Abraham did. That's what Isaac did. That's what David did. They were kingdom people. They were so concerned about God to the point that God has to swear to Abraham. They were so concerned to God to the point that God had to swear to David. Except there is no more day and night, you will not see sun again. That's where my covenant with you will be breaking. That you will have a son to rule over my throne, over the throne of Israel forever. Praise the Lord. It's a matter of treasure, dearly beloved. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. If your sacrifice is always at the altar of God, you will never forget to do the things that will give you eternal life. But if your treasure is not at the altar continually, you will drift away into errors without even knowing it. No checkup. Who will check you? Nobody will check you. Angels will not bother about you. Neither will even any reasonable pastor bother about you. You must be ready to sacrifice to kingdom matters according to your power pattern. You must do it with all your heart so that God will be mindful of you. A sacrifice in God's kingdom is something that you do. It may pay you, but you have done it for God, and that you don't bother. Inasmuch as it is God, I don't care. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. As the Spirit of God has led me, this is November 15, the middle of the month of November. We are activating the covenant of blessing this morning. Hello? Activating the covenant of blessing. Activating the covenant of blessing. God will remember you before this year ends. God will take you away from sorrow. God will take you away from pain. God will take you away from destruction. In the name of Jesus. So that if any evil is coming upon the earth, God will spare your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rise up on your feet. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. Jehovah, we praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him.
For what he has done for me, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him.
You are going to bring a sacrifice to the altar. That is what the Spirit of God says. And this sacrifice is within this week, from now to Sunday. Then the sacrifice is, I've explained to you what a sacrifice is. A covenant is activating the covenant by sacrifice. It is within this week. According to what you think in your hand, in your life, is a sacrifice. Oh Lord, I come to activate the covenant of blessings in my life, that you will put me on alert. I will never relax in sin. I will never relax in error. I will never relax in evil till Jesus come. Let the Holy Ghost pursue me. Let the angels of God watch over my life. That no matter what, let this sacrifice put me at alert. Are you hearing me? Is whether you, if you have the sacrifice now, you bring it to the altar as we are praying. If you are going to bring it between anything after Sunday, don't bring it again. Oh, amen. Please leave that one, leave that one. That one, don't go. That one, don't go. If you are bringing it, that's why you make your commitment. Now, if you want to put it on the paper, this is sacrifice and bring it to the altar to activate the blessings of God. If we did this 1 week, oh Lord, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. This is what the Spirit of God is saying. So that we will, you escape the evils. God will remember you again. Isaac escaped the evil. No time to read Bible. He got to a time, the Philistine closed the well, he dug. He closed another one. He closed until they said, come on, get out of our land, because God is in your life. People shall see God in your life. I said, men shall see God in your life. It is time. It is when you are doing the things that pertain to covenant. Human being will say, we don't even understand this man. Because there's a divine power working in your life. Listen, I want to re-explain. I'm not telling you to make a vow that will take you a generation to fulfill. No. That will take you 1 year to be done. Mm-mm. A sacrifice is something you can bring to the altar. And you call, you know that this is a sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? I'm not saying make a vow that you will do next year. That you will do anytime you like. Or anytime. Mm-mm. This is a sacrifice. Abraham, God carry Abraham. Abraham carry Isaac. Did he vow Isaac? Huh? Did he say, oh God, when I will give you Isaac sometime, when Isaac don't grow. He carry him. That's what they call sacrifice. Praise the Lord. He carry. Something you can carry. That's what they call sacrifice. Not something you will do next time. Is I gave you this 1 week. We are going to pray that God will activate the covenant of blessing today. The covenant of eternal life today. We bring it back to life. That my heart will never relax in evil. My heart will never relax in sin. That the Holy Ghost will put me on check. And the blessings of God will be established in my life. Open your mouth and begin to declare. I'm bringing a covenant unto you today. A covenant of blessing. A covenant of increase. A covenant of victory over the works of the enemy. That Satan will not succeed over my life. That the wicked will not be able to put me to shame. That the enemy will not be able to put me to shame. That no matter what they say will not work. Angels of God will back me up. The Holy Ghost will be working with me. I will never go into error. I will never go into evil. I will be put on check. Because the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Oh Lord, help me. This is what I'm putting down. And I will do it. We did this 1 week. I will do it. Heaven back me up. Heaven back me up. Oh Lord, 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 back me up. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No matter the voice of sorrow going around Nigeria, it shall never be my portion. 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 The God of heaven, the God we call at this altar, you will fight for me. You will fight for me. You will fight for me. You will fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my God, I believe the blessings of the covenant. I believe the power of the covenant. I believe what the Lord can do. I believe what the Lord is doing. I believe what he has done. I will stand upon the word of God. I will not drift away. I will not allow the enemy to get my heart. I will not allow the enemy to overcome me. It is not by my power, but by the Spirit of God. Holy Ghost, no battle that is set forth against me, the realm of the Spirit, that will walk. No witchcraft gathering concerning my life that will walk. By these remaining days of the year, the battles over my life shall be won by the Almighty. You will win the battle over my soul. You will win the battle over my physical financial life. You will win the battle over my family. Hey, the people gathering to say, let it be put to shame. They will know that I have God. They will see that I have God. They will prove that I have God. They will testify of my God. That is what this covenant will do for me today. Oh Lord, see me through in this matter. See me through in this matter. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Come down to the altar with whatsoever. You drop it here as we pray. As I pray, you drop it here at the altar. Thank you, Jesus. For what he has done for me, and we praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. Jehovah, I will praise him. For what he has done for me, I will praise him. Almighty God, hey, you will not know sorrow. No shame shall be seen in your life. The devil has failed in your battle. Praise him, I will praise him. Almighty God, you will never receive bad news. No way, no way, no way. In Jesus' name. Shakaraba. Oh, I will praise him, Jehovah, Almighty Father. He has done for me. I will praise him. Almighty God, I will praise him. What he has done for me, I will praise him. He has done for me, I will praise him. Jehovah Shammah, I will praise him. What he has done for me, I will praise him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring this your children before you. Just as you have spoken to me, that is what I'm doing now. The covenant is being activated. the covenant of blessings, the covenant of increase, the covenant of protection, the covenant of promotion, the covenant of eternal life. Lord, let it be activated in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, I declare that no matter the evil going on in the world, these people will escape. They will escape. They will escape. Your wife will escape. Your husband will escape. Your children will escape. In the name of Jesus! Almighty God, I destroy every sorrow that is projected against your life. Let it be destroyed right now. Let it be canceled right now. Let it be frustrated right now. At this altar, the angels of God will follow you up. The angels of God will follow you up. They will walk with you in the day, walk with you in the night, walk with you in the afternoon, walk with you in the morning, walk with you in the early evening. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your heart will never relax in sin. You will not be able to cherish iniquity in your heart. You will not be able to go back to evil. You will not be able to accept the mystery of iniquity that walk in this day. The Satan will not succeed over your life. They will not succeed over your soul. They will not be able to get you. All the meeting be held in the midnight concerning your life, the angels of God will appear there to scatter them in the name of Jesus. Your name shall be spared. Your life shall be spared. Your family will be spared. In the name of Jesus. The miracle that is hanging in the heavenly shall be released for your sake. So that you will meet up with the famine of this time. You will succeed this time. Your family will not go hungry. You won't beg for bread. 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 Your husband will not die. Your wife will not die. In the name of Jesus. 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 Holy Spirit, I cover them with the fire of God. I pray that from this moment, your grace will go with them. They will love you with all their heart. They will be interested about the kingdom work. They will be interested about the kingdom work. They will be willing to do your will. Oh Lord, follow them up. It shall be well with you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. This week, there shall be testimony in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.